Dear Heavenly Father, again, I just want to lift you up and praise you for everything that you do in our lives, and that, as always, you are in full control of everything. And I just pray that as the message that you had given me or pointed me in the direction to do, I just pray that you will work through me and take me out of the way and just let your words and your thoughts sink into the hearts of each and every one of us here, so that we can just glean from that knowledge that you give us each and every day and use it in our lives. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Okay, today we will talk about the promises of God. Many Christians do not know what this means. We don't always understand why God works the way he does. But we can be assured that he is always in control. At such times, it's helpful to remember that God sees the big picture. He's always working to accomplish his purposes. God's promises serve as the foundation of our faith and provide us with hope and encouragement throughout our lives. We must be careful not to confuse God's promises with our expectations of him. For instance, some people think that accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior will make their lives better and easier. But when hardships come, they are disappointed. Others may claim a promise in Scripture, but it seems like God hasn't kept his word if it isn't fulfilled as they expected. However, God is always good, and his promises are always true. When we can understand what he is doing, we can still trust who he is. When we embrace these promises, we're reminded of God's unwavering faithfulness, love, and support. Let's dive into some verses and explore some of the many promises that God has for each of us, empowering us to trust in his plans and purposes. The first promise is the promise of God's presence. In our walk of faith, we can often feel alone or lost. Yet the Bible consistently reassures us that we are never truly alone. The promises of God remind us of his everlasting presence in guiding, protecting, and sustaining us through our challenges. When we recognize that God is always with us, it helps us to find comfort and courage in the stormy seas of life. Knowing that we have God by our side offers us peace and reassurance, allowing us to face each day with hope and faith. Embracing God's promises strengthens our relationship with him and cultivates trust in his unwavering support. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The second promise is the promise of provision. As we navigate through life, we may encounter times of uncertainty and doubt regarding our needs. However, God's promises assure us that He is our ultimate provider. Scripture teaches us that God knows our needs even before we ask. When we lean on God's promises related to our provisions, we can be confident that He will supply what we require, but be it emotional, spiritual, or material. This trust allows us to focus on serving others and fulfilling our purpose in His grand design. Knowing that God is attending to our own needs faithfully and lovingly. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:31-33. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all, these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Psalms 37:25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Luke 12:27. Consider the lilies. How they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. The third promise is the promise of forgiveness. In our humanity, we all stumble and fall. Making mistakes is part of being human. However, God promises reassure us that forgiveness is readily available through His grace and mercy. The beauty of God's promise of forgiveness is that it brings redemption to our messy lives. It allows us to reconcile with God and in turn empowers us to extend that forgiveness to others. When we fully understand and accept this promise, we experience spiritual freedom and profound joy, knowing that our sins are washed away. Ultimately, feeling forgiven changes how we view others, ourselves and others, fostering and culturing a love of grace within our communities. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ephesians 1:7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Colossians 1:13-14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Psalms 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. And Isaiah 43:25. I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. The fourth promise is the promise of guidance. At times we can feel adrift in our lives, unsure of our direction or purpose. The promises that God provides us with guidance showcases His intimate involvement in our journey. We can call upon Him in prayer, trusting that He will lead us along the right path. Whether we need clarity in a major life decision or simply hope for our daily challenges, God's guidance serves as a light illuminating our way. When we recognize His beautiful, comforting promise, we can take confident steps forward knowing that He is guiding us every step of our way. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Isaiah 30, 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." Psalms 32, 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. James 1, 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And John 16, 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. The fifth promise is the promise of peace. In our fast-paced and often tumultuous world, we crave peace. God's promises remind us that true peace can be found through Him alone. As we embrace His promises, we can experience a deep and abiding peace that transcends all circumstances. This promise equips us to face any turmoil or anxiety that life throws our way, knowing that God's presence in our lives provides rest for our weary souls. When we connect deeply with these promises, we cultivate an inner tranquility that influences not only our own lives, but also the lives of those around us, inspiring hope and faith. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Psalms 29:11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The sixth promise is the promise of hope. During difficult times, we may feel hopeless and defeated. However, God's promises remind us that hope is not lost. The Bible presents the essence of hope as a confident expectation in God's goodness and faithfulness. Our hope in God fuels our perseverance and resilience, encouraging us to press on even when life becomes challenging. Through prayer and resilience on God's Word, we discover renewed strength and clarity to navigate the obstacles before us. By embracing the promises of hope found in Scripture, we can encourage one another and transform our communities as carriers of hope in a world that deeply needs it. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Psalms 42:5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you dissuaded within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The seventh promise is the promise of strength. Life often presents us with challenges that require strength beyond our own capabilities. God's promises remind us that we can draw upon His strength in our weakest moments. The assurance that God empowers us through His strength allows us to face our fears, doubts, and adversities with confidence. When we are surrendered to His will, we can overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable. As we seek to live out God's promises, we gain a deeper understanding of our true identity in Him and discover that we are never alone. His power is at work within us, enabling us to rise strong and courageous. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. The eighth promise is the promise of rest. In a world that often encourages busyness and exhaustion, the promise of rest from God is a refreshing oasis from our weary souls. Jesus invites us to cast our burdens upon Him and find genuine rest. This promise encourages us to pause, reflect, and recharge in God's presence amidst the chaos of life. Embracing these promises allows us to experience rejuvenation and renewal that surpasses mere physical rest. When we take time to reveal in God's promises of rest, we can approach each day with renewed energy, purpose, and joy, fostering resilience in ourselves and those around us. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Psalms 23:1-2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Exodus 33:14. And He said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And Hebrews 4:9-10. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. And last but definitely not least in God's promises is His promise of eternal life. Eventually, all of our earthly journeys come to an end. However, God's promises give us hope and assurance that this is not the end. The promise of eternal life is a profound truth that shapes our understanding of our earthly existence. God has graciously provided us with the opportunity to live forever in His presence through faith in Jesus Christ. This gift of eternal life offers us profound comfort and courage, guiding us to live each day with purpose and passion, knowing that our lives matter in an eternal context. The more we understand this promise, the more we desire to share this good news with those around us, shining brightly for Him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 10:27-28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Revelation 21:4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. As we explore the Bible verses about the promises of God, it becomes evident how infallible these teachings can be in our daily lives. We see that whether it is the assurance of God's presence, the promise of peace, or the hope of eternal life, these truths offer us comfort and strength. In trusting God's promises, we can navigate challenges with greater resilience and embrace life's joy-filled moments. Each promise draws us closer to Him, igniting a sense of purpose as we share these truths with others. Sometimes we can struggle with trusting in His promises to the point where it can even put doubts in our minds about what the Bible says and if some of it is even true or even possible. We tend to put God in a box and assume that if we think it is impossible, then it must not be possible. I want to show you a short video that for me is a good reminder to how amazing and powerful our God is, and that what He promised, He will fulfill. So if I get someone to get the lights, and I will. If we think we are in control and that we don't need to trust in God and His promises, that video shows just how little we are and how much we are already relying on God, even without knowing it. Let us remember that we are never alone, for God walks alongside us, guiding, strengthening us every step of the way. As we build our lives on His promises, we find true contentment and peace in our journey of faith. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we just want to lift You up and praise You and just thank You for everything that You do in our lives and the things that we know about, but obviously there is just so much that we do not know that You are continually doing for us, Lord. And I just pray that we can just sit back and relax and just find rest. You know, one of the promises that You give us, Lord, we can find rest in knowing that You have our life before us, and that we, if we listen and we follow in Your footsteps, Lord, that we will do what You want us to do, and we will be able to hear one day, well done, thy good and faithful servant, and be able to fall into that time of rest with You, Lord. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.